All right, Michael Lessie, Daytona. First of all, before we talk about your race, that LCQ start, I know it's the LCQ, but you're on the far right side.
Second.
Yeah, and I'm just like, there's no way. He's not doing this. He can't do it. It might be the greatest start of all time if he does it. And damn it, you did it. You pulled it off.
You want to know the worst thing? Is the guy next to me on the left, we collided bars just over the gate. I swear. I think it was, I don't even know.
Dude, you were fully committed. It was on.
Well, I mean, I knew if I didn't pull it, like, yeah. I mean, go for yeah. it. I mean, I'm going to be buried in that second turn. I had a good start in the heat, believe it or not, was second. Yeah. And then Webb or Musquin, whichever one, they just yeah. used me as a turn. And we both collided in the second turn. I was pretty pissed about it, but whatever.
Was that maybe your greatest start ever? Was there a better one?
Oh, no. Dude, the Anaheim one, 2014.
You're so far out there on this one. But okay, all right, I'll go with it.
For sure, that was the best. That was like as I'm dropping the hammer, the gate's barely dropping.
Well, it was good. At some point in the main event, I saw you in the middle of the grass. Like you said, you went down. So not the greatest main event for you, but like you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, three falls, not a deal. But you know what? We got out here safe. And I just want to thank again all the guys at Smart Top, Bullfrog Spas, Honda, doing such a great job. Fox Racing, GDR guys just supporting me. Everybody, Mike Chinova, my mechanic Nick, man, we had him working today. We were supercross suspension, then we were motocross suspension, practice, and then we realized it's too soft. Yep. Then we went to the paddle. Tire, realized that wasn't good, so it was a really busy day for my mechanic, and huge thanks to Nick McCampbell for busting his ass and just crushing it. I think he deserves a little extra bonus this weekend,
a golden wrench or something.
We're
two races into this comeback for you. Is it fun? Is it good? I mean, we're two in.
I have to say, dude, the pace is way higher than 2 years ago. Like the intensity, the speed, I mean, it's just all around gnarly. Yeah. You can see it. And I mean, it's fun. Yep. It's just to an extent, like, you got to ride within your limit. And but thanks to having a good bike and a great team, like, it makes it all worthwhile. So we got two more. We got Indy and Seattle, and then I kind of assess as a team with the, you know, they're happy, I'm happy, and still enjoying it. And maybe we'll do Houston, Nashville, and Denver, and then for sure that'll be it.
What's your favorite Daytona memory? What
2007, I got third in the podium.
2007, Suzuki?
No. KTM.
KTM? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I had podium in 2009. That was when Lawrence cut the first turn.
Oh, yeah.
And gained like 10 seconds off the start. And
I still don't understand, like, how did AMA just be like, oh, that's cool, dude.
You know what's funny is if you go back and watch 2009 Daytona, in the crash in the first turn with everybody, when Lawrence cuts, mm-hmm. Tim Ferry, your guy.
Yeah. He does straight.
He does the right thing.
No, because he's a hero. Yeah. And
Tim Ferry is an honorable guy. Yes, like, he does the right thing.
I agree.
And you see J-Law just brr up to the left and just cuts the whole first turn.
Believe me, so I texted Red Dog and said, you should have just followed him.
You know what sucks? Yeah, I hate to bring it up, but it's maybe if he did or didn't do that, he wouldn't have had that bad injury in that main event.
Yeah, good point.
Because that was the end of his career after that injury with the heel.
Yep.
But like what J-Law did was not cool, but Red Dog, good dude, did the right thing. So that would have been a podium, that 2009. I ended up fourth in the main. But, they probably should have docked J-Law for that first turn.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what happened there. All right, man. Well, cool. Hey, it's nice to see you back. And I still like that whole shot. I'm going to go watch it tonight, maybe, if I can, on the Gold app.
It wasn't as good as Anaheim 114, 100%. All right. But damn near close.
Right.
Like I said, just want to thank all the guys again at Smart Top Bullfrog Spas, Mike Chinova, Tony Alessi, my mechanic Nick McCampbell, doing a great job. And see you guys in Indianapolis next week.